Alrighty, guys, thank you. Down here with JT Realmuto. JT, it can often be so hard for a starting pitcher to face the same team twice in the span of 5 days. What made David Phelps so good tonight?
It was unbelievable how well he hit his spots tonight. He got rocked up pretty good last time he faced these guys. And he'll tell you, just like anybody else, well, he's just missing his spots, you know. When you leave the ball over the plate, good teams like that are going to make you pay for it, and that's what they did. Today he did a wonderful job of just going out and hitting spots with all his pitches. He had all four of his pitches going tonight. He did a good job of keeping them off balance.
Offensively for you, you've been heating up a couple of multi-hit performances, another one tonight. Anything in particular that's led to that success?
Just slowing the game down. I'm not trying to do too much at the plate. Made a couple tweaks to my swing with Frankie. We've been working on it quite a bit, just trying to simplify everything, kind of get back to the basics, and it's been working so far.
JT, last question before I let you go. Ever since you've joined this big league ball club, your leadership on a daily basis has been visible, but your hustle even more so. Where does that come from? Again, tonight you turned a single into a double.
That's just kind of how I've always played the game, you know. Just run everything out as hard as you can. It's just a way to respect the game. It's respect the players that have played it before you, and I feel like that's the way you got to play.
JT, congratulations on the win. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Let's head back upstairs. The Marlins winners tonight, 6-0.